I have a little bit of info for you.
What? Is it private?
Did you see Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Are you aware enough about Napoleon Dynamite?
I'm aware enough. Like, I saw it when I was younger.
So
it didn't have a big effect on me like it had on many people.
I'm going to full circle you. I'm gonna tie off a loop. Did you know? You know Uncle Rico?
Yes.
In Napoleon Dynamite? I'm going to throw the football. He's in White Lotus. He's Tanya's husband. In White Lotus. Yes, that's Uncle Rico.
Speaking of White Lotus.
Yeah. Can I get a reaction from that quick?
Sorry, I gave you a physical reaction. Jaw drop.
I gave you pause.
Yeah, you gave me
pause. That is wild. Wow. I love J. Crew. I think J. Crew is one of the best companies to buy clothes from. Hold that thought.
I have the best J. Crew sweater.
You got a crumb on your lip.
Is that
other side? You got it. Oh, it's still there. Oh, it's dead skin. See, you're gonna have to use a nail, like kind of just scratch. No, this side. I would do it, but you know. So it's. It seems like it's moving, but it's not. It really wants to...
Is it my freckle?
No, it's right here kind of thing. Yeah, you got it. Nice.
I want to get this removed because everyone is always like, oh, you have chocolate on your lip. And I'm like, no, it's my gorgeous beauty mark. But it just like to avoid that conversation and to make other people's lives easier, I'm going to get it hacked off my face.
Oh, you have to be careful with that. I got one hacked off my chest and it looks like a bullet wound.
Oh, I have a tumor on my back from getting one hacked off.
I got this one that I really need to get checked. Oh my god, wait, hang on. Okay, I gotta stop lying.
You've been saying you need to go get something checked for like since we were almost a year into the
really
pod.
Don't wanna, I don't, because a lot of people are getting very involved and kind of concerned. I'll figure it out. It all works out in the end. I gotta stop lying to Ubers when I'm in the car. I don't know what I think a lot of people do this, but like this last one, the guy was like, oh, like, I like this area, whatever. Like, it's pretty expensive. I was like, yeah, it's, I mean,
like,
you know, it's
your area?
Yeah, all of Santa Monica is expensive. LA is expensive. But I was like, yeah, he's like, whatever. He's like, what do you do for work? And I was like, I just graduated med school.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You went in a completely different direction.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of fun improv to be like, yeah, do something that I know nothing about. Oh yeah, I just graduated med school, and he's like, "What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm thinking about being a doctor." Because I didn't know. Yeah. I panicked. And he's like, "Oh my god, talking." He's like, "I have this mole," and I was like,
"Oh,
no.
Damn it!"
Uber driver asked me to look at his mole.
That's horrible. Did you?
Eh.
What was your conclusion?
I said you should go get this checked out.
That's good.
I go, oof, you should get this one checked.
It's not you're not in the dermatology field.
No, imagine the blood on my hands if I was like, no, it actually looks fine.
That was the best thing you could have done.
Yeah, well, actually, no mole looks fine. Like, if you really get up and close and personal to a mole, it's like, what are you?
Yeah.
You know?
They are.
Maybe it is chocolate.
Yeah. A little chocolate.
The first one I got removed... I ran into a barbed wire fence when I was like 15, and it looks, it's right here and right here, and I can't remember which one is the mole that got moved and which one is the barbed wire that went into my chest.
You want to show us your chest?
No. No.
Oh, weird.
Well, because I have to be very careful because I'm wearing this jacket today, and Brooke said I look like a big poof.
Just when you sat down in that one.
I look like Violet Beauregard.
When you first sit down.
Yeah.
But it's a cool outfit.
Thanks.
It's very like... hipstery.
This is my Olivia Rodrigo merch.
Yeah. Good merch.
Great merch.
Speaking of merch, what a natural transition.
Get that.
I burped.
Get that burp out.
About?
Yeah, and let's move forward. Okay.
Speaking of merch,
we got brand new BNC merch out for Black Friday. You may have seen it on our stories, but it is still available. We did a crew neck for our comfort freaks.
Mm-hmm.
I love a crew neck. It's so good because you can wear a crew neck jeans and go out, or you can wear a crew neck and sleep in it for 3 days.
Yeah, so versatile.
And it says smooches across it, which was highly requested in embroidered via Brooks' idea. And then we got tees. And I'm going to wait. The picture of the crew neck is here.
Wow. Look at that model.
Oh, yeah. And that is a model.
He looks professionally trained.
He looks swollen.
Swollen.
Because he ate a lot of soup the night before.
Oh.
Soup makes me so swollen.
Really? Probably because the salt?
We also have a hat, which was cool. It's a kind of like a felty material. Mm-hmm. It's really heavy. It's
they're
like
the ones Connor always wears.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have love and respect for
Connor. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. And it's embroidered as well. It's
Wow.
Look
at that. Pull a close up of that up for me. Wow.
Ooh, that guy looks like he uses Colgate's overnight optic white whitening pen.
Does he?
He do.
Wow, incredible.
You'll be seeing that on my Instagram today, shortly, and
that's
TikTok.
Gorgeous.
And
then we also have a t-shirt.
Brooke has a t-shirt
that
in-house.
I have for you.
I forgot to bring all the rest of it with me.
Go ahead and narrate while I hold up.
So Brooke has this tee. It's a natural kind of look. It's a natural color, and it also says smooches, but we have this cool design, which looks like a top lip that you would maybe suck on if you were making out with someone. And the bottom lip, don't even ask. You don't want to know. It's already been sucked just straight off. So it's been sucked off. So we have the t-shirt, the hat, and the hoodie, crew neck, available right now still on our site, bncmerch.com. I wasn't sure if there was any slashes in
would
there.
Love to be matching with all of you.
Yeah.
In our smooches.
Yeah. Plus, you can get a discount on old merch and TMG Studios annual membership, but only till Sunday. So this is Thursday today.
Yes.
And then Sunday would be after Friday and Saturday, which are following today.
Perfect.
And then Sunday would happen to us.
I think that's that.
That's that. I also just want to... Top of the show today, Spotify Wrapped came out this morning. Holy smokes. I go to text Brooke this morning. She's already texted me, but I was like literally about to cry.
Because you guys tagged us in your Spotify Wrapped so much, and that is so...
It's
like imposter syndrome-y.
Yeah. It still feels like, I can't believe, why are you guys here? Well, we had, I just opened one, because it feels like we're still... doing this from Zoom, recording it and kind of messing around. And then one guy just tweeted me or DM'd me on Twitter. What's his name? Oh, pull up. And he had listened to 12,000 something minutes of BNC MAP, which is, I think that's every episode.
I think that's every episode multiple times.
That is so, I don't even know.
Or maybe close for, I don't know.
How many minutes are in an hour? 60?
Yeah. So if we have 44,000 here. Calculator time. Okay, what was his number?
12, just do an even 12,000.
Okay, no. Okay, his number was 12,000. If he's listened to 60 minutes.
He's listened to 200, it's right here.
Oh, I was kind of excited to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's 60 minutes times
what route are you taking?
2,640. So that's every episode. So he's listened to every episode.
10
Wait,
times?
Is he okay?
Wait. Something's kind of... Huh. Not adding
Wait,
up.
Can you... Are you sure that was his number, 12,000?
Jimmy, let me pull it up.
But even with some close
friends... Brooke, I'm not making it up.
Okay, throw in some close friends were being generous. We'll give him 3,000.
No, but close friends isn't on Spotify.
Oh, what?
You spent 11...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so he listened... It wasn't 12,000. It was... You spent 11,622 minutes with your top podcast, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Okay.
I'm looking 11,600
divided by... Shoot, what did I say?
You
what
just
was
divided
the number
by
before?
60.
2,600.
Wait.
He's listened to every episode 4.46 times.
Okay, so Jimmy.
Jimmy, love you to goddamn death.
You have
because
to.
I love you so much, I want to check in.
Yeah.
And make sure
I love Jimmy.
That you are
we
okay.
We got to have Jimmy in.
Yeah.
Let's
get
here.
Jimmy on the pod.
Wait.
Wow.
There's no way.
That's
real, right?
I don't know. Do you think that's Photoshop?
It's
Let me
not,
see.
It's not, because I know a good Photoshop. This is not Photoshopped.
No, it's not. That's...
Jimmy, love you to death.
Seek help.
I'm going to...
Scary. Wow, Jimmy.
Go off, Jimmy. But yeah, it's also so weird to be in people's... like Spotify is telling people you listen to this thing.
Right. It's really, really cool. I was embarrassed of my Spotify rap and chose not to share it on Instagram. But
I'm gonna share it
here. Could tell
you. You feel safe doing it here?
Well, I knew.
Well, one more. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're coming up on a year.
I know.
And we got Loki. We have no plans
for our anniversary.
Some exciting stuff.
No, I think there is something that's
exciting. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
In fact, I think it's like the most exciting thing that it could be. So, forget what Connor said.
Yeah, my bad.
We've got huge plans. Oh, we've got two things.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Okay, we've got two things.
Yeah.
Then
that's
exciting. There's so much. Two things are better than one.
Yeah. And they're, how are my hands today, clammy wise?
Freezing cold. Once again, you corpse.
Mm-hmm. Feeling so sickly.
Okay. You got the suds. I think
I had a bad case of the suds right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think I gave them to you.
You did. You handed me the baton.
The baton of the sun.
And I'm running the race so slowly. I'm running the race like that old man that is 98 finishing that like 40 yard
the
dash.
The thing about the suds is when...
like this.
Yeah. Totally.
And everyone's like, okay, let's wrap this up.
The thing about when you get the suds in November is that they last till April.
Yeah, that's depression.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Depression with a side of suds.
Yeah, you know, a runny nose.
Because the weather,
and a cough. But
yeah, it's amazing what the weather can do for your body. How was your Thanksgiving?
Wait, you want to do Spotify Wrapped first?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't share on Instagram.
No, I was embarrassed.
Do you want to go? You want to go artist by artist?
Yeah,
like,
I can.
Our top?
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Okay, you give me yours first.
I don't want to tell you mine.
My time.
Cool.
I am.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's number two? My number two is Tom Misch. He's been on my list since I found it, like, first, like, 6 years.
Right.
He's been my number one, I think, every year, except this year. Number two. Just.
Yeah.
Morgan said, get down from there.
Really?
I'm getting up there.
Okay, my number two is Taylor, which I was surprised by, because.
That means you listen to a lot
of
her.
To be honest, yeah, I do. No, I don't really listen to that much Taylor. I think it's just that. She has so many songs that I'm not even realizing. Like, I listen to a lot of different songs by her, even though I don't replay them over and over again.
Yeah.
She just has so many songs. And All Too Well 10-minute version, really.
See,
I devoted a lot of my life to that.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah.
You know, she was on my Spotify top. Love Story was on
Love Story
last
is
year.
Incredible.
As like my number four.
Yeah,
that's a pregame saver, by the way. If there's ever a lull in a pregame, you're trying to get somebody off the couch or whatever, play Love Story by Taylor Swift.
I was really, this year I was really into All Too Well 10-minute version. And also the one that was in The Summer I Turned Pretty.
She had a song in The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Which one was that?
The Way I Loved You.
The Way I Loved You. I was really, really down with this year. Thank
you. I don't know that one, I don't think.
Oh. Me neither, really, at this time. But it'll come back to me.
I've got the sniffles today. I apologize.
It's okay.
Any of my...
No worries.
My friends that get the heebies.
Okay.
Number three was Goth Babe for me.
Okay,
which I don't think you know Goth Babe.
Yeah,
either.
I do.
You do?
Uh-huh. I don't know. I couldn't give you one song, but I've heard
of
him. Yeah.
So good. I love him to death as a person.
Yeah.
We don't know each other at all.
No.
I've tried to interact several times. He's not interested.
Manifestation space, by this time next year, you are going to have a photo with Goth Babe.
Well, the thing is, like, I've been backstage and I'm friends with some of his fans.
Oh, he's not.
No, he has no interest. He's not interested, which is fine. But I admire him and his lifestyle.
That's really a powerful thing, because I saw something on TikTok of this comedian that's like obsessed with the 1975. And then Matty Healy outwardly was like, I really don't like this guy's comedy.
Yeah.
And the comedian was still like, that's okay. I still like you.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. I would be like, I have to also not like you now because it's too painful.
Talk about divine intervention with Never Meet Your Idols.
Yeah.
Like, they're pretty much both. Well,
an idol saying I'm not into your stuff would be really hard for me.
All I hear there,
I just don't want you to listen.
All
to
I
stuff.
Hear that is I've I've heard myself.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all I hear.
See, no, yeah. for me, I'm
nice.
That would be hard to come.
No,
back
if
from.
If someone that I really admire was like, yeah, I've listened to your stuff, like,
not for me.
Like, guess what? It's for hundreds of thousands of other people. I don't need you, but I'm so stoked you've heard. If I came up in conversation, you would know who that person was talking about.
Right.
And I'm not talking about goth babe.
I would much rather someone have not heard my stuff than to have heard my stuff and say not for me.
And that's why the human experience is so special.
So true. My number three, Andrew Garfield.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And people are like, I didn't know Andrew Garfield made music.
Yeah, have you heard of 30-60-90?
Yeah, he made music.
Have you heard
music.
Of the 30-12-10 incline?
Good job, walk? Connor. Yeah, it's 30-90, and that's also what 30, I call 90. The 12-3-30. The 12-3-30 is the workout, but I just call it 30-90 because that's what's helpful.
Yeah.
So Andrew's my third. I still haven't gotten to the part that I'm embarrassed about.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
And my number four was Midland.
Who's that? That I don't know.
Country band. Everyone I encourage to listen to them. They're really good. The lead singer is married to the CEO or ex-CEO of Outdoor Voices. And they're from Austin. They're like a really cool couple.
That sounds like a cool couple.
Yeah. And when I was unemployed, when I was in Austin, they would be at like swimming at like noon on a Tuesday. And I'd be like, oh, look, there they are.
Yeah.
I'd be like swimming around. And they'd be
swimming in
what? There's like a bunch of natural... swimming holes and
stuff.
Damn,
I want a natural swimming hole so bad.
Yeah, I found one specifically that no one knew about because you had to kind of trespass to get there. It was really nice, but like a couple people would find it, and they were one of them.
Do you know if there's any here?
There are. They're not secret, though.
Oh, where are they?
I think they're inland a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, in the
I'd
hills.
I'd love to
maybe
kind of
Topanga.
Find one of those if at all possible.
They're online, surely.
Okay.
Is this the embarrassing part?
No. It's Harry Styles, number four.
Oh, good.
Which, like, I there's no reason for Taylor Swift to be number two and Harry Styles to be number four.
I think it started picking up data pretty late.
Yeah.
Or it didn't start picking up data pretty late, but...
Well, it definitely didn't get my last, like, month at all. But I just,
it stops October
1st. Right. I just don't understand. I don't get that because I feel like consistently I've listened to more Harry Styles.
And then my number five kind of came out of left field. You're definitely not going to know this group. Okay. HERS. H-E-R-S. Really good band. It's funny because they were on my sitting down in the shower playlist, which is depression.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my 2020 Spotify Wrapped, I was like out of my depressive period. And I was like, this is horrible.
Right.
It felt like a stab in the neck.
Right.
They were like, hey, remember when you were depressed?
Yeah.
All year?
Right.
How about you revisit that? And I was like, I don't want to do this right now.
Right.
And they were like on that. But now, it's funny how music can be reshaped. Now they're on my driving down to Malibu playlist.
Ooh. And as I've expressed before, there's not really a difference to me between depression and heading out to Malibu.
Yeah.
But
the pictures are the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where I was not thrilled. My number five is Young Gravy. Because you remember when I first got my new headphones?
Yeah.
I slept in them because I loved the way they
felt. AirPod Maxes.
My AirPod Maxes. I slept in my AirPod Maxes because I loved the way that they caressed my ears.
It was like a weighted blanket.
Yeah. And that was my phase of only listening to Betty. So I played Betty as I slept for about 2 weeks. So that was just Betty, 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 Betty. And you know, I sleep for about 8 to 14 hours a night.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of Betty.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what
you must
that
have
is.
Been up there on the. On I was the in the. Zero, I was
in
zero,
the,
five,
a lot so. in the up there in the Young Gravy listeners. So. That is interesting, and I've listened to 25,858 minutes.
Whoa, how did I beat you? I feel
really?
Like,
what'd you listen to? How many minutes?
Stand by.
I feel like you spend a lot more time in the car.
33,962. Yeah. That's almost 10,000 more minutes.
I feel like you take a lot more drives than I do, and they're longer.
I fly a lot, too.
And
I'm
that,
listening to
yeah.
And
I'm asleep.
But I'm also listening to music all day.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, I have something else I want to say about the Spotify Wrapped. I like how every year, whoever the intern is like, we got to keep our finger on the pulse. Mm-hmm. We got to like get the lingo down. So last year it was a lot like, Yas Queen, you slayed the tracks.
Right. Yes.
You, I don't know. It was just very, it was like very chuggy words from TikTok. This year, they took a completely different turn and they've moved into, like, I don't know how to describe it besides, like, transcendentalism. It's, like, very kind of, like, one with
How would you define transcendentalism?
I don't know if that was the right word, but that's where my gut is taking me. It's, like, by Robert Thoreau, right? Edward Robert Thoreau. MacDonald.
Ooh, don't tell me.
Transcendentalism tell me. Was created by...
Emerson Thoreau?
Transcendental Railroad.
No, those are two different people.
Transcontinental Railroad.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Come on, 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 come on. Who was it?
Henry Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't... Why am I knowing their middle name?
I said Edward...
You said Edward
MacDonald
or something.
Huh. Anyways, wait, what's the definition?
That's
an idealistic... philosophical and social movement which developed
is that what you meant?
Kind of, but like okay. I was thinking like a more Urban Outfitters spin on transcendentalism, which is like
transcendentalism meets Urban Outfitters.
Yeah,
Facebook content,
a collab. And so the words that were being used, I was like, what are these words even? So they said that I like to start my morning with appreciation for quiet relaxing, which is like pretty basic, but I seize the day with yearning, bittersweet, nervous.
What
is
that even
mean?
Yearning, bittersweet, nervous. Honestly,
but how did I seize the day with nervous?
Trust me, it's possible.
I was biting my nails all day.
I think you listen to music that is for the purpose of calming.
Yeah,
like Tom Misch is very like, oh, I'm gonna listen to this to calm myself, center myself. So maybe they're picking up on the fact that you're needing centering.
But yearning, bittersweet, nervous is like. That's like how you would describe a cocker spaniel that has like a rough past.
Ooh, I don't know how to access that, my messages.
And then I embrace the night with hype, confident, lit. So, like, this is a big bag of, like, nothing.
Right.
They're saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that were tweeting and they were like, let me try to pull up some example tweets.
Okay.
Keep talking while you have anything.
Well, I was just going to tell you my top five songs.
Yeah, tell me your top five
songs. 3090 is number one. And I just have to say, I've never had a conversation with someone in which I've told them to listen to 3090 and they've said, you know what? That song's not for me. Every single person has thanked me for enlightening them to 3090. So I encourage you to press pause on this podcast, go over to the Tick Tick Boom soundtrack, put on 3090, and then get back to me because that song's going to change your life. Okay.
Okay.
That was just number one.
I'm sorry. I want to read off some more of these
things.
Someone got your morning started with spooky pleasant angst. You seize the day with hardcore sad.
Right. Just throwing in a lot of adjectives.
You embrace the night with pumpkin spice, wistful, easygoing.
Pumpkin spice, wistful, easygoing.
How is that a description? Like, yeah. That's not an adjective. I seriously feel like they were pulling things out of a bucket.
I think they're just like, let's see what we can get away with
this year. That they know because it's so easy to joke about, but like all press is good press.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, I mean, that was my best performing video last year. I'm pretty sure. I got ripped to shreds because the intern that I said wrote it all was actually someone who is very successful and I was being tagged in that a lot. You know my heart.
Who cares? I know the sound of your heart. My number two was Don't Wanna, which is Haim.
Right.
Number three was Betty.
Yeah.
Number four was Boho Days, which is another Tick Tick Boomer.
Classic.
Number five was Want You Back, which is another Haim.
I Want You Back.
No, not that one. I Want You Back. That one.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And that, I think, is all she wrote. I was shocked the Glee cast
didn't.
One more.
Although
that other Spotify rap thing that people were doing, the festival one. You know what I'm talking about? The InstaFest?
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. I had Clay Aiken on mine performing with the Glee cast.
There was a lot more options to pull there. Yeah.
Yeah. I had 1975 as a headliner. That was a fun one.
I had this one artist on there, and I was like, what is that? And it was the person that makes all the white
noise that I listen to. A lot of brown. They should
Could you imagine if that was one of the main stages and everyone just sat down and was listening to white noise?
Right. Spotify needs
to put... That's awesome. Instead of a silent disco, they should do a white noise disco, and everyone just chills.
I think that's a guided meditation. Like in yoga.
I don't want any words
there. Okay. No.
I want to try to get through a page of a book without having to read it 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
What an awesome, awesome idea. Free idea.
I started reading
again. C3 or Golden Voice, if anybody listens from those two companies.
For what?
C3 or Golden Voice put on, I think, like half the festival. Golden Voice does like Coachella, and C3 does like Lollapalooza. This is one more of the genres that someone tweeted. His number one was alternative emo, number two was rap, number three was stomp and holler, and number four was vapor trap.
Yeah, I had some weird genres as well. Yeah, I mean, they know what they're doing. People are talking.
It's harrowing. Some of the stuff that
it's
they're
heroin?
Telling.
It's
harrowing? Yeah, harrowing.
Harrowing. Yeah, people are talking about it. They won. Talking about they won.
Yeah, I think if you're just like, I don't really understand.
They won.
You have to tweet it to be like, what is vapor trap?
Mm-hmm.
Which of these artists are in, they're making up new genres.
They know exactly what they're doing and they're good at it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I think the moral of the story is do things with intention, because they were intentional about these words that they chose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like Merriam-Webster being like, okay, the word of the year is going to be gaslighting. You know, it's like just so that people would tweet about it.
Right.
Because Merriam-Webster is irrelevant.
She knows what she's doing.
Mrs. Webster?
The thing is, everyone knows what they're doing. And there are some people that don't know what they're doing.
Oh, there's two kinds of people in the world.
Either way, people are going to talk about it. Cheers. Yeah.
Let's give them some.
That's transcendentalism.
Come on, Shania.
Yes. How was your Thanksgiving?
Nothing happened at all.
Really?
I spent time with family. My biggest thing is that like my parents are so nonstop, so it kind of was hard for me to go out at night. We were down in Orange County, and then be able to sleep. And then my mom starts her day at 6 a.m. and I get a text by 7 saying you're wasting the best part of the day.
Wow.
Which is interesting because the sun's not up. So like, are we bats?
Right.
But she's like, we have to be at the pickleball courts by 7:30 because it gets busy then.
Okay.
And so I was starting playing pickleball. And then once we finished pickleball at 9:30 or something, 9:30, 10, then we got to bike down and get coffee. And then after coffee, we come back.
Wow.
And we take, we didn't have any dead space, like phone time. And I'm like, okay, cool. We have 20 minutes before we have to go to lunch. And my mom's like, cool, let's go on a walk. I'm like, no, we can actually maybe just sit. Like, a lot of people actually just sit for a little bit. We don't have to fill up every space of the day.
Oh my God, your mom would hate me.
Well, she goes to bed early. So like sun goes down, like sun was going down at 5. So 6 p.m., I was like, which has been really, I don't know why this year of the time change is kicking my arse.
Sad.
It's kicking my arse because it's kicking my arse. I'm trying to get that whole accent down.
You can work on it.
But like coming home and then, you know, showering and chilling and getting on the couch and then being like, hey, our reservation's in 30 minutes. I'm like, well, it's 10 p.m. I'm not in Europe or New York.
Right.
I'm not going to dinner now. And I'm like, oh shit, it's 7:15.
Mm-hmm. It has really
Gotta
been feeling
get up,
late
I'm changing.
Very early. But no, all I had this Thanksgiving was sitting time and phone time. And I know this is like a common phenomenon that people experience when they go home for Thanksgiving, but just like the transgression that I had to just like being in high school.
Mm-hmm. What's that word?
Transgression.
Yeah.
Just like taking a huge step back. Like I was a high schooler for the past week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in my American Eagle.
Doesn't matter how old.
No, I was in my American Eagle pajama pants.
Yeah.
For 5 days straight, slept all day. I was treating TikTok like Tumblr, just looking at videos of the 1975 over and over and over again. I was fully like, I devolved.
Yeah.
Really. Didn't like, truly got on the plane back to LA in my American Eagle PJ pants. Could not take those off if my life depended on it.
I get it. I totally get what you're talking about because I'll get in fights with my little sister. We're both.
I was having full on tantrums.
Yeah, and my parents are like, "I'm gonna take your phone." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Like, I pay for my phone.
I'm still
now.
Kind of.
You can't take my phone,
right? I'm like still.
That would be actual theft if you take my phone.
Trying
now.
To learn how to be a 26-year-old again. Like, I really, really took a lot of steps backwards.
I understand what you're talking about. I do.
Yeah. I also played a lot of poker, which I'm really
cool.
Really, really good at.
Are we smelling a new obsession?
No. I don't think so.
Because
poker is more so just like I don't feel like I need to play poker right now in the same way that I feel like I need to play Pac-Man right now. But I'm very good.
I would like to. I haven't played in so long.
Yeah.
I have to. We used to do poker nights.
I'm really good because the only thing my dad the only piece of furniture my dad brought from Philly to Arizona was the poker table.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Really cool.
He's in college.
That's oh, yeah.
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 Sounds like that's what we used to eat dinner off of until we...
Yeah. Oh, we ate Thanksgiving dinner off the poker table. Yeah. Well, why do you ask?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we used to do too.
Yeah.
So just kind of taking it back.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it back.
You know, there's three kinds of poker you can play.
Hit me.
There's Texas Hold'em. Do you know that one?
Yeah,
just the two cards.
Mm-hmm.
There's Omaha.
Never heard of Omaha.
Really? That's when you have four cards, but you can only use two of them. You have to be really strategic about the two that you're using.
I would have trouble with that one.
And then there's another one that I forget the name of, but you're playing, you like deal two hands. Let me put my glasses on so I can kind of see what...
Looks like there's maybe more than three.
Oh my God. Okay. Texas Hold'em, Omaha. It wasn't seven card stud. Maybe it was five. I don't think it was five card draw.
Is it high-low Chicago?
I don't think it was high-low Chicago. It was two. You had two flops. You know flops, of course.
Yeah, I'm in one right now.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I'll have to ask my dad. Sorry, that was my suds.
No, it's totally okay.
But yeah.
Interesting. Cool. It's fun to
want
have
a lot
activities
of
like that.
I want
you
a
were
lot
playing
of
poker. I was playing pickleball.
Yeah. And I'm number one in fantasy. I think I'm really a gamer at my core.
Yeah.
I also read a really great book about gaming. It's called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. I really recommend it if you guys like reading.
Oh, that did look like a gaming type book.
It was really good. I can't have two hobbies at once, so now that I've taken a break from knitting, I'm back to reading. But I can't knit and read at the same time.
I mean, you could do an audiobook, but you like physically turning the pages?
No, I can't pay attention. Yeah, I love turning the pages.
Oh, man. Cool.
You know, I think it's less reading is my hobby, more turning the pages is my hobby.
Love the smell of a book.
Oh, my God. I really think, like, I don't know. I want to work at a bookstore so badly. I want to work at Barnes & Noble or a little indie bookstore so badly because I love them so much.
You should start a bookstore.
But then I think that I wouldn't love it as much. But yes, Con, that is my ultimate dream, is to start a bookstore on the beach.
Can I tell you something?
That also sells like knick-knacky stuff and yarn. And
I love miscellaneous
stores.
Items.
Yeah,
type
miscellaneous
thing.
Item
uncommon
bookstore.
Goods. Uncommon Goods.
Yeah.
Let's put that ad right here.
Yeah. I love bookstores and stuff stores. And I love mixing them together.
I love the smell of a book. I used to eat a little piece of a page.
I believe it. Yeah. Good source of fiber for a fact.
For sure, because what do you think that paper's made out of?
Tree. Fiber. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
So, we haven't been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to rack my brain. I think the last time we saw each other, it was the day before, or it was the week that we went to the AMAs. I'm sure everybody saw. We got invited.
We haven't even seen each other since Harry and Olivia broke up.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of, like, it's every time we take a week off, we get, like, slammed with a bunch of new stuff. But we went to the AMAs. I just want to quickly cover that.
No, of course.
So if anybody listening is like, why were you guys at the AMAs? We, like, don't know.
Well, you were invited, and you were kind enough to bring me as your plus one.
It was so legit that, like, our situation. I, like, thought we get invited and stuff all the time. Like, you know. We go. This was genuinely like straight up like an actual star-studded event. We walk in. There's people with the microphones pushing their ear, and they're like, Lady Efron and Fabula have entered. And I was like, how did you know our name? Like, they knew when we walked in.
Look, there you
are. There we go. Yeah, we got our Getty images. So when you walk out onto these carpets.
That's a bad one.
No, Brooke was in Vogue. Brooke was in Vogue Australia.
That's not a good picture.
Brooke was in Vogue. So anyways, so we go out, they're screaming at us, we go on the carpet, we see, like, there's a handful of also other internet people.
I hate my knees.
Okay. It's a great photo, it's a great fit. So anyways, right before this big event, I had some time, so I was like, I'm gonna go get a haircut, which, like, I think a lot of people would probably not go and do, like, something physically altering, like, hours before they go to an event with a bunch of cameras. I moved forward with doing that at like a Supercuts-esque place, which, okay, I understand. So don't rip me apart, but sometimes it works out. And I just wanted to get cleaned up. So I walk in and I sit on the chair. Oh, I just cracked my sternum. I sit in the chair and I'm like, they're like, oh, you sit right there. No one comes up to me. So I'm like, and then this woman comes up and she's like, hi. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And I was like, I don't can't tell if she works here, so I'm not going to whatever. And she's like, okay, how do you want your hair done? And I was like, I just want to get it cleaned up. I have an event later today, like whatever. So she turns me and she starts cleaning it up. Usually mm-hmm. that's all you have to say. Like guys right. like don't have, I don't have all the lingo. I'm usually like, can you make it less like a helmet mm-hmm. and kind of, but you know, I don't know. Right, like I don't want to cut too much length off because I like the flow. So anyways, I say that and she seems to understand and then she starts going and I kid you not, 40 seconds into the haircut, I'm not facing the mirror. She goes, oops. I was like, oh my God. What? Like, what was that? And she was like, flips me towards the mirror and I'm like, oh my. She's like, does this look even to you? Asking me. That's like right. your dentist asking if you need braces.
Right.
Do you feel like you need braces? I was like, what? And she's like, she's talking about my sideburns.
Mm-hmm.
They were not even.
No.
And it's been a week and a half since she cut them.
Uh-huh.
You can still kind of tell when I lift up that she, like, my hair has never, doesn't need a razor. Like, she cut them. She buzzed them.
Right.
So I was like, well, no, they're not even if you look at them. So she put my hat back on my head. And I was like, oh, yeah. She's sending me home with a free butcher shop cut. And like, she just kind of like went ham. And then she starts cutting my hair with the hat on.
Right.
Which I've never seen done. And then she kind of is cutting my hair with the hat on for a couple minutes.
Well, that's what people do for bowl cuts.
That's what they do for bowl cuts. So
but
I don't
it's
know.
A bowl.
I don't know what vibe I was giving off when I went in that was like, you're going to just do right. whatever you want.
Right.
But she shaved off. She kept going higher and higher with my sideburns until I asked her to stop. I was like, that's actually probably good. But she was razor, which you don't do that to
right.
long hair.
Right.
So anyways, I said, you know what? Actually, this looks perfect. So I'll go.
Right.
Paid a lot of money uh-huh. for some reason for that haircut. But then that was it. And then we get there. They don't have our credentials ready. So me and Brooke got dropped off on the side of the highway where all the VIP cars that are all Escalades mm-hmm. are driving by so slowly by us, and we're sitting in our clothes,
right.
waiting to get inside, and every single car, there was like Becky G passed us, and then who else was there? Like Pink passed us, all these people, and then we walk inside, and Cody and Kelsey are inside, and Noelle and Alina, and we're like, hey, like we made it in, and yeah. they're like, oh yeah, we saw you on the side of the highway.
I have
Connor. I was like, why didn't you pick us up?
Connor was nervous he was going to miss the photos at the red carpet, so I took some on.
She took some
while we were on the side of the highway.
In front of the sanitation truck.
Yeah.
So we got our photos in.
So thankfully. But we did make it.
We made it.
It was so fun.
It was really cool.
Taylor Swift was there just like walking around, which was insane to me how she's just like.
She was kind of floating.
Able to walk and
yeah.
walk back and forth and stuff. That's and sit down. Wild.
It is wild that she's able to stand and sit.
And then Carrie Underwood like flew over us in this ball.
Well, where we got seated, I figured we'd be way up in the shadows mm-hmm. where they put people like us. And the person was like, no, you're down there. And then we were down there. And yeah. then down there, we were row 3 somehow. And the people in front of us were Dan and Shay and Imagine Dragons. And then Tinashe was right here. And then 2 rows in front of them. Or like front row were like Chris Olsen and Megan Trainor, Becky G, Taylor Swift is, I kid you not, 50 feet, maybe 50 feet away.
Wild.
And then I think about them thinking about us. And they must be like, damn, like what is going on with my career that I'm sitting so close to like these two?
The good news is, hon, they didn't know who we were. So they wouldn't be thinking that.
You always know just
yeah.
what to say.
Yeah. But it was really, really fun.
It was a good time.
Thanks for taking us. And then my favorite part of the evening, you were being so sweet at the end. I got myself, we were getting in 2 separate Ubers because we live in 2 separate parts of town. And Connor's got there first and it was downtown. So he said to his Uber driver, like, can we just wait till her Uber gets here?
Because
I'm 3 minutes.
I'm waiting with this woman who's 5'11". And I'm going to wait with her until her Uber gets here to make sure she's safe.
Right. It was so gentlemanly and kind. And then Connor's like, okay. And then like closes the door to the Uber to wait with me for 3 minutes. His Uber speeds away.
Takes off.
So the woman, your Uber driver was a woman who was unwilling to wait a minute for Connor to wait with me in downtown LA. So that's something to think about.
It is something to
think about.
That it was funny because
that speaks to your
my
character.
Next Uber was 17 minutes away, and yeah. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Now I'll be like, I can hold my own in downtown
LA.
Right,
and then I said, I don't want you yeah. to wait alone. So we did end up.
So we spent the night in downtown LA on the curb.
We did a two stop Uber.
Two stop Ubers
that were 40 minutes away.
Okay. Well, let's do some relevant information sharing.
Damn, always get to the 40 minute mark for relevant information, huh?
We've got a handful of things today. Go ahead if you want to take something.
No, I'm waiting for you.
No, just go ahead because I have oh crap, I wanted to say something really quick about the AMAs. So I've been reading about being present because I feel like since having access to the internet, I have Thanksgiving will come and go, and I'm like, oh damn, like I should have gotten off my phone for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I did this time, but some of the things they say is like pinch yourself, like so you can like enjoy your time and like be it really in the moment. And so I'll send you guys the photo, so we can put it up. But please look at my pose for all of the red carpet photos. Jimmy, 12,000 minutes. I was pinching my hand together as hard as I could.
Wow.
So that I could be like, okay, like don't like black out on. I'll send you guys a photo so we can put it up. But
you really were pinned, Connor Woodman.
Is it Woodman? Did they put Woodman? Did they put Woodman online?
No, are you looking for Connor Woodman?
No, they're actually just looking for me. Anyways, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'll just talk very, very briefly about the 1975 because obviously I'm going to bring that up. But this is an obsession of mine that has come on really strong recently, and I'm choosing to deal with it privately mostly for a few reasons. One, because it's everywhere, so you guys don't need to hear me talk about it. Two, because this is a new kind of celebrity crush I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
And that with my other crushes, it's like I am delusional enough to convince myself. We'd hit it off. Me and Andrew Garfield.
Sure.
We'd hit it off. Me and Matthew Greg Uber, we'd hit it off. Maddie Healy would hate me. Absolutely hate me. And so it's not something I really want to. We'd have nothing to talk about. You know, he would be talking about something really existential, postmodern lens of fragile masculinity. And I would just be like, did you see the last episode of Glee? So I don't think that relationship would work out. So it's kind of I'm processing on my own and privately. So thank you all for respecting that. But I did go to the concert. And did you see that he's been kissing fans on stage?
No.
Okay, so he's been kissing fans on stage during Robbers. So the first time, I think it was the Vegas performance, he kissed a girl. And that is not something that I can look at because it's a little painful. But he kissed a guy the next night. Can't stop watching that one. So I'm really appreciative that he did that.
Ooh,
and then
I feel like he's going to get like
hot.
Herpes. Oh.
It's possible. I would pay a lot of money for some sort of transmitted disease infection.
Well, that's fun. He looks like me after 2 a.m.
But then everyone at the concert the other night was like, what's he going to do during Robbers?
Yeah.
He's just been doing, he kissed one of the bandmates. So that was nice that I didn't have to see him kiss somebody else from the crowd.
It's not a stranger.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that was best case scenario.
You know what song you should listen to?
Huh?
Somebody Else.
Yeah. I know that song and I love it. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you because I know that we wouldn't be compatible
body,
and you'd hate me.
I hate to see
but you know who he's dating? You know who he's dating?
Who? Charlie D'Amelio? Yeah. No!
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes. Yes!
How'd you know that?
Because I know everything. It'll come out soon.
Whoa.
But
what?
Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you. More and more, there are 11 people in the dating pool.
I know.
Like, I don't get how we had 8 billion people on Earth and the same 11 people are dating.
Yeah, it's scary.
But that's absurd.
He'll be dating Pete Davidson next.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we keep, like, bridging this gap between he's an A-list celebrity and, like, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had a blast, and
that's
I'm still
awesome.
Kind of reeling from. This is the worst post-concert depression I've had since One Direction. So, just kind of taking it easy, trying not to listen to too much.
Yeah.
Just kind of dealing with it privately.
Sure.
So that's what I'll say. about my experience. And I'm also just embarrassed that it took me so long. But I also think that it's a blessing in disguise that it took me so long, because if I had been this obsessed in 2014, I would have been doing hard drugs. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Or smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Whatever.
What was I going to say? Oh, crap. Well, oh, I saw Backseat Lovers. Did I already say that?
I don't know.
The other day? I thought I was like a huge fan of Backseat Lovers. I was weirded out that they weren't on my Spotify Wrapped, and then I went to the concert and didn't know a single song until
really?
the last three songs are the only songs that I really knew. I knew the other ones, but I was like, I didn't know all the words, so like, but I thought that it was good. It was a good concert. I'll go to a con- I told uh-huh. you I'll go to a concert, but I was like, whoa, I can't believe I'm standing for this whole thing and I haven't known a song. It's been 45 minutes.
Do you enjoy yourself when you don't know a song?
If I'm with people that really like the band, then I'm like, yeah, that's fun. I'm excited to be here with them.
I don't think I would enjoy a concert where I didn't know the words. So I knew every song.
That's good.
That the 1975 did, because I was studying my ass off.
A lot of bands, you can just sit there and look up their set list and you'll know every song.
Yeah.
Okay, did you see the picture that Elon Musk posted of his bedside table?
No, I did not.
You didn't see it yet?
I did not, because
okay,
I've been...
Can we pull it up?
I've been waiting.
Describe it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so he tweeted this out of nowhere. I think it was out of nowhere.
Oh?
His bedside table, and I'll describe it, is two muskets, handgun muskets.
Why am I only seeing one? Oh, okay.
There's one in that box behind. The picture of George Washington crossing that river with all those guys. And then four Diet Cokes. And it looks like a bunch. He doesn't have a coaster for some reason. You can tell that he.
I can see he just responded to himself. There's no excuse for my lack of coasters. Yes, that's the problem with the image.
Yeah. And then there's a bottle of water at its end, which I understand. And then on the bottom left, that thing, that spindle.
Is it a butt thing?
The bottom left. No, it's not a butt plug. That would have been really funny. I wish it was a butt plug. That is like some sort of symbol of something. And it's not scary. Because I found... Can we go to the replies and see if there's anything that he says about it?
It looks like it's the kind of thing that's on top of a fancy cane.
No, it means something. Okay, it's right there. Someone probably responded to that. So it says...
It's a thingamajig.
No, it's called... crap. It's a Tibetan
Vajra.
I think that's what it is.
That's what I said.
Muscle toner. Everyone's like... I don't know. But there's... Can we look that up? I think that's what it is, and it's a symbol of something. So the same way Taylor Swift lays Easter eggs, this man, I think, did this.
Oh, you think that's an egg?
Yeah, but he's being gross, as usual, but...
Related to the word for diamond, appears to be similar to the thunderbolt weapon carried by the Vedic god Indra and Olympian Zeus. He's probably just comparing himself to a god.
Yes.
Scary.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Because his
firmness of spirit and spiritual power. Yeah, he thinks he's a god.
Oh.
Twitter's going to pass.
No, I think it'll be totally
fine. You think?
Yeah, that can't happen.
Oh, I ate all my energy.
I just can't think of like a worse
person.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your bedside table. And then to be so excited to share this. But it's almost like when he shares stuff
like
this.
He's somebody who knows what he's doing.
He like posts it because, just like Spotify Wrapped, if we're like, this is so cringy, he's like, well, they're going to talk about
it. Yeah, exactly. He knows what he's doing.
Four caffeine-free Diet Cokes. He's just drinking it.
What's the point of that?
He's just drinking it because he likes being bloated, I guess.
I guess. When we were talking about this, you revealed you don't have a bedside table.
Yeah.
Where do you put your beverages?
I don't bring beverages into... I told you, I don't eat or drink in my bed.
No, but like your bedside water?
No, I don't subscribe.
What if you're thirsty in the middle of the night?
I get up.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. No, I don't keep anything
on my... Oh my, Connor.
I know. But I have a bed frame and stuff. Like, it's not like I'm like a heathen. My bed frame's really tall because my apartment's not that big, so I have to do storage underneath for like winter stuff. And so I couldn't find a bedside table that was the same height as my bed, and I didn't want it to be lower because I felt like that was weird. So I was like, you know what? That's why my phone...
I guess you don't have a retainer.
No, and then I sleep with my phone in my bed, but it's way over there, so there's no radiation.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
real. I sleep with my phone under my pillow. I wonder if that's why my brain is fried.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So I sleep way over there, but sometimes I kind of like move a lot. And so that's why my phone charger keeps getting wrapped around my head or my neck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I wake up with my
like I'm in the womb.
Phone charger as an infinity scarf.
No, I'm wrapped. I told you, I like woke up with no alarm the other day, and it's because I was choking.
Yeah, on your phone charger. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I either wake up from my phone charger choking me like an infinity scarf or the heat of my computer about to explode by my feet. Or the sound of me kicking my computer off of the bed. Do you remember that one time that there was supposed to be an asteroid like a year ago or something, some sort of meteor coming? I had like in the height of that kicked my computer off of my bed and thought it was the asteroid landing in my room in the middle of the night.
It arrived and it's the size.
And I was like, it's scary how at peace I was with that.
Speaking of waking up in the middle of the night, sorry, we're taking some liberties here with our with our process as we move forward through this 2-week break. Dead guy, my neighbor, someone's touring his house today, and I feel like I need to know.
There's not an inside of the house though.
They're touring the space because they're redoing it. They've been rebuilding it, so they'll be moving in 6 months or something. But they're touring it because I think that this property is now a hot commodity. Do you guys think I should pull them aside, watcher style, and say, someone killed themselves in there?
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, if you didn't know that and then you found out later, I would break my lease.
Yeah.
I feel like it's my due diligence.
I think also because you've had a miserable experience living there.
Yeah.
I would want to know. Think of if someone said to you before you moved in, like, listen, like,
yeah,
the landlord is less than ideal. The construction is constant. You would have been like, thank you so much. And that would have saved you a lot.
Yep. So. Yeah, you're right. I know. So I'm going to tell them. Just because I've had some spiritual experiences there, maybe I shouldn't have taken so much of his stuff that was given to me and kept it in my house.
Yeah.
But I like to have a special occasion where I pop open some dead guy wine
every
now and then.
Yeah.
Pop open some dead guy wine, put on some jazz.
Say something. I've been
light a candle.
Obsessed with jazz recently. And those YouTube videos that are just like the five. It's more than the fireplace. It's like a whole library setting. Sometimes it's Christmassy or a bookstore or a cafe, and there's jazz going along with it.
Yeah.
Could not be any more heavenly.
No, I told you. Yeah. You came to my house the other day, and that's what was on.
Yeah.
Let's go through some dating stuff.
Okay.
This is always fun to do. Pete Davidson and Imrata are just officially going at it.
I think it's PR. But did you see Ben Stiller next to
them? They remind me of when you see the videos of like two snakes fighting and they're wrapped around each other. They seem like they would spin and they would ravel up like maybe a churro. That's how they would make love, like in churro style.
Okay.
They would just wrap around each other.
Sure.
Like snakes.
Sure. So when you look at that picture, you see churro lovemaking. I see Ben Stiller.
I'm also seeing Ben Stiller, who is looking more and more like my dad, which is freaking out.
Yeah, that's, I don't see that, but he's an incredible specimen.
He's like actually adopted the Blue Steel look into his everyday.
He is perfect. How tall is Ben Stiller?
Ooh, let's look that up. Take a guess. 5'11".
I think he's 5'7".
Look at him next to...
He's 5'7".
He's leaning down. Top. He's leaning down next to Pete Davidson. He's 5'11".
He's 5'7". 5'10".
5'10". 5'10". 5'6"?
That's my sweet spot, I think.
You're lying.
No. He is... What's a level above short king? What's above a king? Prime minister? Short prime minister?
No.
That's
God.
Below? Short god?
What's a king? Oh, I'm not going to quote that.
I would marry Jack Black in 1 second.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God, I love Ben Stiller.
Me too.
I love Ben Stiller.
I just didn't
There's
know...
There's not one bad Ben Stiller movie.
Oh,
Hang
on. For all of our European listeners in Australia and New Zealand, he's 167.6 centimeters. So that should help.
Try naming one bad Ben Stiller movie.
Try naming one Ben Stiller movie. Meet the Fockers.
Okay, Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents, Little Fockers, Zoolander, Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Great movie.
So good. Watch that when I had the suds the
my
other
favorite,
day.
My favorite part the of that
watch,
movie. My favorite
Dodgeball.
My favorite part of that movie is when he is Benjamin Buttoning. And it's, what's her face? Kristen Wiig. And he's getting smaller
she's
and smaller.
Such a chameleon.
Yeah. Can you believe she's in that?
Yeah.
He's getting, here's all his stuff.
Yeah.
Megamind. Here, I'll give you one. Megamind was bad.
But that wasn't
Dodgeball
Night at the Museum. Mm. Oh my god,
that makes my stomach rumble.
In a good way or a bad way?
Like a, oh, yeah, good way.
You remember
Tropic Thunder was really good.
You remember Night at, I love Vince Vaughn too.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeballs.
Fuck
that.
Yeah.
Was my first R-rated movie.
Oh, I just got the chills. Yeah. Along Came Polly.
Yeah, it's all incredible. Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, I don't have the, like, this man.
You know what I was kind of shocked he didn't do?
The impact that he's had. You know, we don't talk about it enough.
I was kind of shocked he didn't do the, like, Steve Carell move to just go into, like, very serious act. Because he could. I think he'd go into, like, really serious. Because look at that face when he's at the basketball
game. I feel
like
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty was kind of serious. But yeah, I guess he's not
Mary?
He's not like murdery.
I miss when Cameron Diaz was really at it, you know?
Have you ever seen The Other Woman?
Yeah, great movie.
That was a great movie.
It was.
Yeah.
Kate Upton should be in more stuff. Wait, Ben Stiller was in Happy Gilmore?
Probably. I've never seen that.
I have a little bit of info for you.
What? Is it private?
Didn't you see Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Are you aware enough about Napoleon Dynamite?
I'm aware enough. Like, I saw it when I was younger.
So
it didn't have a big effect on me had on many people.
I'm going to full circle you. I'm gonna tie off a loop. Did you know? You know Uncle Rico?
Yes.
In Napoleon Dynamite? I'm going to throw the football. He's in White Lotus. He's Tanya's husband. In White Lotus. Yes, that's Uncle Rico.
Speaking of White Lotus.
Yeah. Can I get a reaction from that quick?
I gave you a physical reaction. Jaw drop.
I gave you pause.
Yeah, you gave me
pause. That is wild.
Wow. Weird.
Hey, range. Salute for range.
Weird.
Come on, John Grease. Give us that range, baby.
Speaking of John Grease, there's one really good White Lotus theory, and I know that we want to save White Lotus stuff for bonus, but I think this theory is worth talking about on Maine. And maybe
posting on Maine.
Maybe that we can just end the episode with this White Lotus theory.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want any White Lotus spoilers for the last episode, or if you're not interested in hearing the theory, I think we might bid you adieu now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you in bonus.
We'll see you in bonus.
Actually, no, we won't see you in bonus if you don't want to hear White Lotus.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, can I say this theory that's really good?
Yeah, say the theory. And then check out now if you don't want to hear the White Lotus.
Yeah. Okay, the theory is that the men that Tanya is with were actually hired by her husband.
I saw this.
Yeah, actually hired by her husband. The husband is in a relationship with the older one, mm-hmm. the older man, and has hired him to dispose of Tanya so that he can get her money and that they can kind of live happily ever after. I think he's the American cowboy. I think Greg is the American cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that?
Yeah. And I made that connection. He told the story and I was like, didn't make the connection. And then I made the connection at the Opera House.
What about the Opera House?
Maybe it was vice versa. When he looks over and she goes, is that the Queen of Sicily? I don't think Sicily has a queen. I don't know.
Right. I don't think.
And who is that woman, by the way? That gave me pause. And she looks over, is that the queen? And he looks over at his friends and like, this bitch is so stupid.
Yeah.
But also, it's kind of giving dinner for schmucks.
100% she's the schmuck.
She's the schmuck.
100%.
She's the schmuck.
Yeah.
So, something to think about.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that we're going to talk about there. I have a lot of theories. I'm so excited this show finally did something.
That episode, the last episode was so good.
Yeah.
But I think Tanya is going to prevail. 100%. We're not losing her.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that because they got renewed for season 3.
Right.
Which I love that they do that in the middle of season 2. It's like, I'm not really ready for season 3 yet.
Oh, I'm ready.
No, because I don't, unless you guys do something in your plot line, like what are we waiting for season 3? I guess the plots don't have to carry over.
Oh, I love the plot. I love this season. I can't say enough good things. There is plot. We just discussed it.
You gave me plot. There's plot. This is episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 12.
Right.
We're 48% of our way through a season, and now we get a little bit of action in the last 30 seconds. A
lot of action.
A lot of action.
Hell.
A lot of action.
If you know what I mean. What do you make of that, by the way?
I'll tell you in the bonus.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you guys so much again for all the listeners and Spotify stuff. Thank you guys for having us for almost a year.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you guys. We love you, seriously.
Got a bunch of fun stuff coming up. What else?
I think
as we go back,
we will see you next week or in the bonus. Smooches. This week on Close Friends. Ew!
Oh, shit. What is that?
That looks like the basilisk.
I don't want him to die. We're ripping him off. I'm screaming at bloody murder. You're not supposed to rip him off.
That's really, really bad.
No, it's really not. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.